Hey everybody, welcome to the Phase 13 review. Ooh, unlucky 13! And I'm Syracuse.
I'm Dozer, and we have a couple of special guests with us today.
Yay!
Magma's favorite and probably only couple, Eldarin and Ginger.
Hi!
Yay!
Insert fake unwanted applause here.
Let me go find every sound from Everybody Loves Raymond, and we can go ahead and roll with it.
Oh, yeah, oh my! I hate you.
Yay. Raymond.
I forgot you have access to my damn name. Cheeky bastard.
Oh wait, do you like it? I was just making a good Everybody. Dude, I love Everybody Loves Raymond.
That was the show.
Dude,
not
the
everybody loves Raymond.
No, it's everyone hates Chris.
Well, not everybody loves Raymond. Right?
But everybody hates Chris. That is true.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Too bad.
I know a Chris. He is a douchebag.
I
know a Chris, too.
So, repressing childhood memories aside, what's everyone been up to?
I've been up to school and family stuff. I got my once every few year visiting with my grandma today, so I was out in the middle of the boonies for many hours without any phone service.
Ah.
And that's probably why I'm doing this at 10:44 p.m.
Sounds like a jolly great time.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Zach?
Because I'm starting help with a musical up at my old high school, so I've been working with the director, and people have been coming to us for, like, vocal help and stuff. So I've been trying to help people sing, which is fun, but it's also aggravating, too, because you have to pinpoint what they're doing wrong. It's very tiring. And
oh, that's always fun.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't mind the songs, but damn. They're doing Bye Bye Birdie, which
is
one of my favorite musicals out there.
Oh, boy.
So. Bye Bye Birdie. We did Bye Bye Birdie a couple years ago at my school.
My school didn't even have musicals.
That's because...
I went to an alternative school. We went snowboarding in Mount Pocono.
Your school sounds fun.
For free. They paid for everything.
Eldarin got to go to cool school.
It wasn't cool school.
It wasn't cool school. It's basically now lockdown prison.
Oh my. Well, I mean, it was cool school because it has to be cold to go snowboarding. But, what about you guys?
What have you two been up to?
Trying to just keep morale up in Magma.
Ooh, that sounds like it can be a full-time job.
After this phase, it's... Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even lie. Dim Sun handed her teeth to us on a platter. We need dentures now.
Yeah,
you can find them in the Safari Zone, and an old man will give you strength. That might be an innuendo for something, but I'm not sure.
He'll give you the strength of 1,000 fake teeth.
Use fake teeth.
Well.
Old man used fake teeth. It wasn't very effective. The apple cracked the dentures.
Oh, my.
Well, since we were talking about the Magma Dim Sun battles, why don't we just jump right into the meat of this episode and take a look at what happened here with Dim Sun's battles?
Well, we'll start with good old Team Sweat.
Yes!
Got him.
I'm sorry, what's the team called?
Got him.
For those of you confused, we make an outline for each episode, and we shared it with these two, and then they went through and they changed the word magma into swagma in the entire document.
Let me go ahead and change those W's into M's.
Magma.
You can change the first A into an E too.
Yeah, magma. Deal. Right there.
Give me a second. Apparently, my dog wants in on this. My 25-pound Pomeranian
Aw, it's so cute.
It's not cute. It's annoying.
It's Palmzilla.
I like doggies.
No, you were.
Would you like to say something? Heavy breathing.
He's the physical incarnate. He's the dog incarnation of heavy breathing cat. Fingers move. Move.
Can't even walk.
Can't even walk, right?
I'm poor dog. I'm gonna find the audio segment of that dog's heavy breathing, and I'm just gonna put it on repeat and send it to Zach, saying it's the episode.
This one?
This is the episode.
This is the episode that we all talked about.
So, yeah, are we going to be watching the Magma versus Dim Sun stuff now, or?
Yeah, we're going to be jumping. Okay. Now that you changed it to what you did, Zach, I keep reading it as Snag'em.
Snag'em.
Anyway, let's go into the Dim Sun battles.
Which one are we going to be reviewing first?
So our first one is
So this in Phase 13, Dim Sun went on the triple attack. No wait, Magma went on the triple attack against Dim Sun. They made attacks against Hearthome, Corway, and then attempted a chain from Corway into Anistar.
Yeah.
Didn't exactly turn out so well.
Mainly because we were scrambling because we weren't expecting that goddamn stall. In all honesty, that was a dick move. I don't even care if they listen to this and hate me for it. That was a dick move. They were like, oh, hey, can we get these battles going on? We want to get the timer going. And then they have the nerve to bring stall teams.
Were those the battles last night?
Yeah, those were the battles last night. They brought stall teams and had the fall.
I saw the beginning of them, some of them.
I mean, won like the first two battles we won, the nothing but losses.
Yeah.
Ginger here almost beat Blake Hall, but freaking Toxic got her.
That was a really close match, though.
Don't ruin it for everybody.
The Tropius.
Dude, the Tropius is beautiful.
Tropius was amazing.
It would have been game over.
If that Toxic wouldn't have hit, if the sub would have been able to stay up.
It was GG.
Yeah,
I was watching it, and I was like, okay, I'll go, because I had to go find other stuff to put in this outline. I go back, I come back, and it's at like turn 40. I'm like, this is still going on? This is awesome. So I went back like 10 moves to see what happened, and oh my goodness, quite the close match there.
Yeah, it looked like, for the first half of the game, it looked like Blake was pretty much head control.
Raffle stomping?
I'd say head control of most of the game, but that works too.
And then Tropius came out and just played Saul.
Well, it wasn't even Tropius.
Yen Mega
put in work.
Lots of work with that.
Yen Mega's a pretty decent Pokemon when it comes to...
When it comes to doing what it needs to do, it does it good.
Yeah.
Yep.
The only thing that we don't really have is a good thing for, well, with the Yen Mega, is Scarfed, Moxie, Crocodile. I have to say was the bane of our existence last night.
Yeah, it's also a very different set.
Don't worry, we got some for it now. So, Dim Sun, I suggest you change your or else you're going to get wrecked. Oh, sorry, you're going to get Shrek, mate.
Don't do that. Don't do that, dude. Remember, season one, you get in trouble if you say wrecked.
Oh, God.
Didn't seem to matter when everyone else was saying wrecked.
Yeah, there's a whole thing about that.
There is. Let's not get into that. No.
All right, fine. Can we say Shrek then?
I think that was okay for like a week. I don't quite remember.
For a week.
But it's all ogre now.
It's all ogre.
No, it's all Kyogre now.
Well, I'm out.
The Shrek puns are growled done.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Latias, move on.
Those are quits turf wars because of dank puns.
The irony, Dozer's upbringing was his undoing.
I hate really you people.
No, you don't.
Love you too.
Okay. But right. Yeah, Hearthome DS Dimsum defended that 4-1 in the Adden win. Coraway turned into a Dimsum defense with a 4-0 grunt sweep, making the Anistar chain fail. And it wasn't just that. Dimsum also attacked Magma at Pastoria City and won that 4-2 in the Adden battle.
Yeah, so... I mean, take this as it is. I mean, you now have an idea of what they're running and stuff like that, so you can always prepare for later on.
Yeah, they did stop all of your offensive actions, so that's...
For next phase, we got something special.
Yeah.
We're that's looking all. Forward...
Shh, don't spoil the surprises.
Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing the something special.
Oh, you're not even... You won't even expect it.
That's the exact kind of thing that I like to see in Turf Wars.
I'm about to we're about to saw the snake these bitches.
Oh my.
They're gonna use Rotom Fan with Air Balloon. And...
Oh yeah.
And Levitate in a double battle.
No wait, no, and Magnet Rise.
And Magnet Rise.
Yeah.
And what was it in the
and
double battle?
They're gonna do a double battle and they're gonna have an Alakazam use Kinesis on it.
Exactly.
We're actually thinking about going to double teams because a lot of our battlers are pretty proficient with doubles.
Oh yeah, doubles is a whole different game thing. Though.
Apparently, we would have to play Smogon dubs, which
is
some Pokemon that we have, some you use in our user band.
Yeah, Smogon doubles has different tiers.
Yeah, it's dumb.
So we can always just go custom battles.
You can.
But no, like even last season, that was a whole big thing because people were trying to run Amoongus when we did our double battles things, and Amoongus is by far one of the best Pokemon to use in doubles. Take this from me. Dozer will agree easily because we both play VGC. Amoongus is amazing in doubles.
Amoongus is doubles king.
He's just great.
The redirect with the Rage Powder, the Spore, especially,
and then you get just free setups.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There are lists. First off, it's all put into OU and stuff. We can link it in the description. Basically, Smogon doubles has different Pokemon who are sent to OU, and a lot of Ubers are actually taken out of Ubers and put strictly into OU. So we could see what we could do with it. But
honestly, but I will say this: if you guys do end up doing doubles, maybe do one towards only one towards Arcadia so I can get in on that, because I'll be down to do doubles.
We actually want to leave Arcadia alone because we actually have respect for them.
Yeah,
like more respect, and we know they're experienced battlers, and plus they kind of have a lot on their plate too.
Oh yeah, but we'll get into that.
We'll get into that.
A look ahead
coming up shortly.
God, that's dumb.
But we're still on the magma battles here. Dimsum didn't go so well.
But Solar Trinity did pretty good.
Yeah, Solar Trinity. Yeah. That was a kind of an even exchange here. Solar Trinity attacked Magma in Lava Ridge and Little Root. They won Lava Ridge 4-2 in the Admin battle, but Magma defended in Little Root. Did I say those right, or did I get the names swapped?
No, you got them right.
Okay. The L's can throw me off. But no, Little Root, Magma defended 5-1 in the Admin battle. Elder, in that Admin replay you throw with us, was that the Solar Trinity one?
The one versus Trinitania?
Yeah.
Oh. Yes, it was.
That was a very short battle.
Oh yeah.
Can I just quickly just narrate this?
Go for it.
First things first, I'm so sorry, Solar Trinity. Especially to Trinitania. Before this, I was talking to Venge about running Rotom Heat, which we're now calling the Trick Scope Oven.
Oh yeah, dude, the crits with that thing was crazy.
That was
I lost it at that. I was like, oh, it's... I'm guessing it was either Choice Scarfed or Specs.
Choice Specs.
Specs.
And in turn two, if you watch it, or turn one, she goes out of Scrafty expecting me to trick something onto it and brings out Crocodile. I tricked Choice Specs onto Crocodile when it had Choice Scarf.
was...
Which basically won me that whole game.
Yeah, probably was expecting... And plus probably was expecting, you know, the trick scarf is the common move on the Rotom Heat.
Volt Switch or something like that.
Specifically for...
And it worked very well.
Yeah.
It worked better than I imagined.
Mm-hmm. Now, for Crocodile, was it also running Signal Beam, I'm going to guess?
I don't know.
Yeah, because that would have been pretty decent for the Dark matchup. And their Grass matchup for Dim Sung, if you bring it to that. So, it's an obscure move when it comes down to it.
Signal Beam on what, Zach?
On Rotom Heat.
Rotom Heat gets Signal Beam?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
All Rotoms get Signal Beam.
I need to brush up on some of my movesets.
It's just, it's very obscure because you're more than likely going to want to run Volt Switch and Thunderbolt and Dark Pulse and their choice move. Your Signal Beam's not really that big of a priority move to put on the set.
Mm-hmm.
I used to run it every so often.
Just in case, they're going to bring out a... let's say they utilize one of their steel typings that's just mono, like Bronzong, Overheat, Death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I can always just switch out and Trick Scarf or Trick Specs later.
No, Rotom Heat was a very good choice against Solar Trinity. Mamoswine also seemed to put in its fair share of work.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Aerodactyl really annihilated, though.
Oh, yeah. I'll be honest...
brought that specifically for dragons, and she brought two of them.
Yeah. But honestly, when I was working on the outline for this, I pulled this up. I generally press play because the first few turns of a battle, not much happens. And then I get into this just a minute later and it's done. And I'm just like, what happened here?
This was actually my first battle this whole season.
Really?
My first admin battle this whole season.
Oh, okay.
I took a 2-month long hiatus.
Okay.
Because... In all, I got that cold that was going around. We're still going around.
Oh, yeah.
And also, when season 2 kind of started, my fiance moved in with me, so that took a while of getting used to, too.
Yeah, that's a pretty big life change. But, yeah. The Solar Trinity matches went pretty well, and then there was the Snag'em matches, which went very well for Magma.
We love Snag'em.
Oh.
But based on when I came back and saw that MLG video, which kind of hilarious, by the way, Maxie's also working on a new one, so.
Oh, yay.
Mm. Yeah, great. I'll give you guys a little bit of spoiler. Gray Scarf for the Tropius is going to be there.
I'm already liking the sound of this. I like Tropius.
Tropius just has so much potential.
I didn't know it got Harvest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, Tropius Harvest plus Sub and Citrus Berry. That's one reason why that whole, the matchup against Jellicent was just so tight.
Cause yeah.
Missed Harvest. Sucked.
See, generally when I think of Harvest, I think of Trevenant, obviously.
Or Executor.
Trevenant is...
Okay, the
Executor... Trevenant goes down so easy.
Yeah, Trevenant, it can work pretty well with it, but... I don't know, I still like Harvest with Executor and the... What berry did I use, Zach?
I think you did... It was either... I believe it was Lychee Berry or Pai...
The Petya.
Yeah, it was the Petya Berry.
Yeah, I switched to Petya Berry.
What does Petya Berry do?
I think that's the one that raises... Is it the special attack?
Special attack when at 1/4 max HP or less.
Yeah, and you run Substitute on it, and you run it with a Sunsetter. And basically, you get the Substitute up... And then I EV'd it, so 3 subs would put it at exactly 25% HP. So you'd be at 25%, your berry would trigger, the sun would be up, it would trigger twice, you'd be set up with a sub and +2 special attack.
Ew.
Yeah. He didn't like my suggestion of running the Starf berry instead, because, you know, that would have been so much better.
The random stat raise?
The random stat raises.
All of a sudden just gets evasion boost and then it's GG.
That would have been great.
It's like a moody, it's a beneficial moody Pokemon.
Basically, yeah. But no, that the thing with that the executor is it was really difficult to set up. But it was beautiful when it worked. Because that's an every turn plus special attack boost without needing to do anything.
Yeah.
While sitting behind a sub. Anyway, we're getting a little off topic.
Yeah, so let's move on to, we were talking about the Snag'em battles.
Yeah, Snag'em attacked Pallet Town and Viridian City.
Yeah.
And
Viridian City, we... Alright, so some... We won 4-2 in Viridian with the admin battle.
Yep.
And also won 5-1 with an admin battle in Pallet Town, too. So we successfully defended them. It's always fun fighting Snag'em.
I'm officially titling this episode featuring Swagma.
Of course, that's our new name now. Don't you understand?
We should change it in the Turf War sidebar, the tracker, everything.
Oh God!
So we're gonna see like the flares change from like the regular Magma logo, You see the Magma logo, but on each tip is an Illuminati symbol.
God damn it, Zach. I'm shutting you up right now.
I love it.
I guess I think I know what I'm working on when we get done here.
Oh,
I'm just adding to the fire.
So, no, those were a couple. And then there was one final Magma battle against Arcadia. Slateport City.
Yeah, I think they beat us.
Arcadia won 4-2 in the admin battle. It says
here on the point breakdown that there was a discrepancy in the battle tracker.
There's discrepancy in the battle tracker because when going through and updating everything, there was a mess up and we forgot to change the ownership of Slateport City from Magma to Arcadia.
Which someone's trying to take from us now, and it's just weird.
Yeah, no, and that got corrected.
We love the battle, you guys, but...
Yeah. Well,
try again once we take it back.
All right. So that was another phase of a lot of Magma battles.
Yeah.
And unlike the last few phases where you guys usually steamroll whoever comes your way, you didn't exactly seem to have the luck or everything rolling for you this time.
Every winning streak has to be broken for it to start again.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, that's a good way of looking at it. And it's not like you guys got completely shut out. You only really... Oh, I'm looking here.
It was only really against Dim
Sun. Yeah, it was basically only against Dim Sun. And you really didn't lose too much there. You kept all your bonus victory points, and those are what really counts and helps out a lot. You're not falling too far in the points, but we'll get to that later. As we said, your last battle was against Arcadia. Arcadia was another team that had a lot of battles.
Yep.
Zach, did you partake in any of these?
Nope.
Okay. Well, lovely. But they did also have all of the leader battles this phase, so...
Yeah. So there's plenty to watch there.
Yeah, no...
Those must have been fun.
Oh, there was... Okay, first
Dim Sun 1-6-3. I'm at Liuta.
Yep. Let's start out with Arcadia versus Solar Trinity because we all know how much those teams love each other.
Yes. don't do it, Turf Wars writers. Don't do it.
Don't do what?
We don't need Arcadia ST fanfics.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, by stating it, you've immediately made it that it has to happen.
God damn!
Solar Trinity attacked Arcadia in Ecruteak City. Arcadia defended it 6-3 in that good old leader battle. And that was a battle that went down between Admiral Panda and G'day N. And, oh my goodness, that wound up being a bit of a close fight. Kind of.
Yeah.
It was a 44 turn battle that wound up as a face-off between Chansey and Talonflame.
Oh, yeah, not God. The best matchup in the world.
I think my favorite part about that matchup, though, was that it was Flame Body Talonflame.
They really screwed up.
And I think Panda, I don't know if it was this battle or another battle, but I know in one of his battles, his Chansey wasn't holding the Eviolite. It was holding a Megastone on accident.
What Megastone was it holding?
I think... a Bombasite or something like that? Panda, you'll have to comment in the Turf Wars post and tell us exactly what...
I'm watching.
What one I was holding. I don't think he realized it until after the battle. So
wait,
I'm not sure what it was.
Was there like a knockoff or something?
No. He just looked at his team afterwards and he's like, oh, crap, my Chansey had a Megastone.
Oopsie.
That's something that happens a lot. Since we're talking about Arcadia, I'm going to say this. It happens a lot with Arcadia. Pandas had Assault Vest on Pokemon that have had status moves.
Yeah, Assault Vest, Hitmontop with
Toxic.
Like Mach Punch, Toxic.
it seems like that's been happening a lot lately.
Mostly to Arcadia. They've had abilities. You guys too?
When I had to take over for A7X drum covers, his team, I saw the specs for his team. He had Giga Drain instead of Flamethrower. If I had Giga Drain on that, it would have been game over. And
the Electros, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember.
He was running a different set, but Showdown was like, how about no?
Oh, my. Hmm. Yeah, I remember.
You might want to check that out, Dozer, since you do own the server now.
Well, Shaman still runs and hosts the server. I just keep it from exploding.
Speaking of, we also found that how to do the custom sprites avatars thing.
Sweet.
I'll send that to you after the episode.
All right.
Yay, Dozer is the only one who gets a custom sprite.
Nope.
Custom sprites for everyone.
Exactly.
Why not? Okay. So there was that. But still, the Flame Bloody Talonflame, that's always funny to see. Anyway, what else? I gotta pull up the... Okay, here we go.
I'm on top of it. So Snagum attacked Accumulatown against Arcadia, but it was defended against... at 4-2 with the admin battle.
Also, Arcadia had their own bouts with Dim Sun.
Yeah.
At the wireless tower in Canal Ruins.
Yep, yeah. I watched these.
Does not say who was the winner there. Oh, there it is.
Go to the next page.
6-3 and 4-0, Arcadia defended.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no.
No, Arcadia claimed those territories.
I saw defended up there, my eyes were like, nope.
Yeah. We see another great leader battle for Wireless Tower, which was kind of an important area in the past few phases, because we all know...
Wasn't that Panda and Blake?
Yeah.
That was the one I was just watching. It looked pretty nice.
Well, no. The Panda and Blake was what it was supposed to be originally. The Wireless Tower battle was between Mega Wurmple and Blake.
Oh, that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was once again, Mega Wurmple, he loves his Breloom, and it always does a lot of work.
Breloom as a Pokemon puts in a lot of work anyway. I mean, it has so much versatility with the status uses, as well as its great technician boosts, and it can stall out with poison heals, so you have a lot of different sets you can end up running on it.
Honestly, though, from me rewatching the battle, there was one key turn that really kind of turned things very heavily into Wurmple's favor, and those were turns 15 and 16, where the Mega Slowbro wound up going Sleep Talk into Rest, so Breloom got off the free Bullet Seed and did 2 shots of damage, and then the next turn, it hit all 5 times with that Technician Bullet Seed, getting just the last bit of health off of that Slowbro.
Yeah, and that shows the whole risk of trying to play Sleep Talk with a Pokemon. And I mean, it's not such...
At 30... There's always that 50% chance they're going to use Sleep Talk or Rest.
Yeah, it's a very risky set to use. I mean, it is good.
It's good when it works, but when it doesn't, you want to just shoot somebody.
Yeah, sleep talk into rest is never really a fun thing to see, but it happens.
Yeah.
It's part of how things work out. But no, the game, once again, Mega Wurmple really showing his strong battle skills. Went taking the match 5-0, thanks to the power of Life Orb Latios.
Yeah, and just burning everything.
Oh my gosh.
You get a burn, you get a burn, you get a burn.
That Heatran, right? Tossing burns all over the place?
That Heatran throwing more burns than
Fire Oprah.
Fire Oprah.
And that,
How about this? Tossing more burns than what's going to happen at the Justin Bieber roast.
Ooh. Oh, is that seriously a thing?
That's a thing?
Yeah, seriously a thing.
It depends. Depends. Is Gilbert Gottfried going to be there?
I think he is.
Thank God.
Okay.
That's the only saving grace in that thing.
Mm-hmm. And so that's how... Rest in peace. That's how Wireless Tower turned out. Arcadia also won Cannel Runes 4-0 with a good old mighty grunt sweep.
Yep. It was good to see the leader battle for Wireless happen this time. So.
Yeah. I didn't have to make it the territory go neutral and watch Arcadia not go for free territory again.
Yeah. So next we see Dimsung attacking Arcadia this time for Veilstone and Mount Lyuda. Veilstone being a territory in Sinnoh right now. That Arcadia... Dimsung... Yeah, Dimsung has a pretty strong hold in Sinnoh.
And Veilstone, it's also like Ekrutik from earlier. It's one of those cities that we got drafted when we did the area drafts early on, right at the beginning. And Arcadia's just kind of held on to them for no good reason.
Yeah. It's, that's basically it.
They're just holding on to it to keep other teams from getting bonus points.
Yeah. And it's a good like, disruption play to kind of do there.
Yeah.
If you're able to keep an area in something like, say, like where Wireless Tower is, that point you get a lot of bonus points off of. You get an extra 2 points on top of winning the area.
Mm-hmm.
That is a very good place to be holding a position in.
Yeah, man.
But simply... go ahead.
Maybe Wii U Magma might want to be going to get Wireless Tower.
Yeah. No. No.
Yeah, probably not, considering what happened to Dimsung.
Yeah. No, what happened when they tried is nobody did anything, and then they took it with a free neutral, but then we took it back. Take for example, Magma has a couple of these spots right now where there's just one Magma point and then a whole bunch of different Snag'em points. And it's great disruption, but it also gives room for you to expand and push to try and get those areas, which is good for the game. So. Yeah.
It's always fun.
Yeah, and of course, then the Veilstone Arcadia won 4-0 with 2 grunts and an admin win. And then Mount Lyuda, Dimsung won, I think allowing them to remain in Oblivia.
Basically what happened is they lost their Oblivia points, but then they gained an Oblivia point.
So they're still in Oblivia.
Yeah.
Which means that, because what Dimsung's been trying to do is knock Arcadia out, because Arcadia currently has 5 bonus victory points in Oblivia, and Dimsung's been trying to chip away at those. That's why they had Cannel Runes, which is in northeast Oblivia, why they had Wireless Tower, which is in southwest Oblivia.
Yeah.
It really, like, Wireless Tower, Cannel Runes was a highway location, but it really wasn't too important because they're already in Oblivia. Wireless Tower was just a random place, so they can easily go for something like the Aqua Resort or the Rasp Cavern and take those points back away from Arcadia. Or even, like, Feldera Volcano or Tilt Village and knock out some more bonus victory points.
Yeah.
Because they were able to take Mount Lyuda, but not without an uphill fight there.
No, and no pun intended because it's a mountain, but...
Dimsung won it 6-3 in the leader battle.
Yeah, it's...
probably get you there.
A long, long leader battle.
Oh, yeah. Panda doesn't always have the best games against Blake Hall, but this was definitely a big difference.
Oh, my gosh. To and the it, formula. It turned into Evo halfway through, but
yeah.
I think it was a connection issue where Blake had to leave, but something. But no.
I know. They got their eight people who just cycle through, so it's mm-hmm. no biggie.
No. Yeah. But 120 turns.
Wow.
Is how long this was, which is extremely... It's not, like, super long in the realm of Turf Wars, because in Season 1 we had that 197 battle grunt situation, but most leader battles do not go that long, because we had three leader battles this phase. One of them was 44 turns, another one of them was 33, and this one's 120.
Which is insane.
Mm-hmm. A lot of it was because of predictions and switchings and pivots all over the place. Like the the amount of times I saw Celebi come in on a Leech Seed was almost infuriating. Sometimes safe plays are the best plays. Sometimes you need to make those predictions. But this leader battle here had lots of those predictions, and at the end it came down to the power of Chansey.
Yeah. Honestly, the big factor here comes from how could this played out differently? Definitely if rocks weren't there, it would have played out very differently. But ending the battle with two special Pokemon up against a Chansey is not really what you want to be at.
Especially when one of them is toxic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think even Panda admitted one of his biggest mistakes was letting his own Chansey die. Because as soon as he lost his Chansey, he lost every way to heal up his Pokemon to whittle down and PP stall out the opposing Chansey.
Yeah.
Which would have dragged the battle off a lot longer.
Probably would have hit somewhere around 160.
I could have seen it going to 200, actually.
That would have been really fun.
Because that's a seismic toss, Chansey.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That only does, what, 1-7 to a fully invested Chansey?
Yeah. Ew. Oh, my God.
That's filthy.
And the wish heals all over the place. But it was really... Really, it's a really good battle. It's going to be the main one that we're highlighting. We're going to be linking all five of the battles that we talked about. We're going to be linking.
So Panda, you get your little time in the sunlight again.
With two panda, there's two panda battles, a Mega Wurmple battle. Yeah.
No, I mean like he's our featured leader battle. So leaders, start fighting more. Damn it.
Panda's always doing leader battles.
Yeah.
Damn
it, we want to see Lysandra versus. Geo.
Yes.
I don't care. I want to see it.
I want that to happen. I want to
rematch of Lysandra and Venge.
That would be really fun to watch.
Yeah. I'm demanding it. I want to see some different people battle.
Lysandra versus almost anyone, really. Because she doesn't... I think she kind of doesn't really battle anymore.
No.
I mean, I know Venge against Blake Hall. Blake doesn't even want to battle Venge anymore.
Oh my gosh, but... The Blake versus Venge battles, we featured at least a couple of them, I think, here on the show.
Because they're always good.
Really fun to watch.
They're really good.
Venge just makes it as fun as possible. When we're watching this, we are like laughing our asses off.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way he plays, it's just awesome.
The way he plays, and it's the thing is... the best people I like to see fighting each other in leader battles, two of them are Magmas with Vengeance and Scup, who are both outstanding battlers. And then, of course, you get Akelion on the mix, and if you throw Blake Hall in there, too, because I also think he's really good, and even Panda's an also fairly good OU battler. Those five, whenever one of them is facing the other, it's almost guaranteed to be a really fun match.
Yeah.
With the exception of this 120 turn battle, it's a really good game, a really close game, not really that entertaining to watch.
No.
Cause
need
it's
more
like,
fireworks.
Oh, hey, another Switch. Oh, hey, another Switch.
You get a Switch. Get a Switch.
Mm-hmm. Everybody
switch
gets
everywhere.
A Switch.
But that's
all right. Let's
move into the
here we go.
Point
switches.
Breakdown. The point breakdown.
I was about to say. Let's move on to the next team. There's no more teams. So,
well,
good job, other teams.
Honestly, all of the battles this phase pretty much were mostly directed towards Dim Sun, Magma, and Arcadia.
Yeah.
Which I think we're gonna see at least Dim Sun and Arcadia having a lot of heat. Because we're winding down towards the end, or you know, the end game of this Turf War season,
and everyone wants to knock Arcadia off.
Oh yeah, but the more that people push Arcadia, as we go and look at this point breakdown, the more they seem to thrive. Really.
Yeah. We're not saying thrive. Everybody go for us this turn. So I swear to God, you do that, I'm gonna be pissed.
I want to see everyone attacking Arcadia this turn.
Shut up, Dozer.
Do it. Make me happy. Even though by the time this episode's posted, they'll have already made their decisions and I will have no influence on it whatsoever.
Which means they'll do it next turn.
That will also make me
happy. Phase 15, everyone attacks Arcadia. Speaking of, we're actually going to be battling you for Ekertique.
Aww. Oh. But we'll get into that later with the sneak peek.
Oh, speaking of that, you kind of already screwed yourself there. Solar Trinity's going to be attacking you three times.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But we'll be getting into all that shortly, because right now we need to take a look at the point breakdown, and then we'll get into the sneak peek into next week.
As Dozer likes to call it. So we'll start out with Arcadia. Started out phase 12. Started out at the end of phase 12, 48 points. They got three points for winning Kanno Ruins, Wireless Tower, and Slateport again. And then they gained four bonus victory points for Southwest Oblivia, one of the points with Wireless Tower, and Northeast Oblivia for their Kanno Ruins post, both areas having a lot of territories to hold, giving them two each. They also lost Mount Lyuta and one bonus victory point for Northwest Oblivia, bringing them to a grand total for Phase 13 with 53 victory points, or points,
Ian,
things.
How much should be done to knock them off the ladder?
Look, we finally broke 50, so that's kind of a big deal.
Yay, lucky you.
Yeah, and Dim Sun's still 28 points. Oh, no, not 18. 28, sorry, 18
points behind.
But they were gaining up on us. Going into them, they started phase 12 with 35. They gained Pastoria City and Mount Lyuta, but they also lost Wireless Tower and Kanno Ruins, so they kind of went one for one on that, and they're ending with 35 points.
So they went neutral.
Yeah, basically. Mm-hmm. And then we come into Magma, or Swagma, as some people like to call it.
You're just mad because we got the MLG dank hacks.
Anyway, so we kind of screwed up in our past couple episodes.
With our calculations, I don't know where it happened, but last phase, I think we said that they had 18 points?
They actually have 19.
They had 19 in phase 12.
You guys get a gold star point.
Yay!
But they didn't gain any new territory, and they lost Pastoria, Slateport, and Lava Ridge, bringing them down to 16. Then we go into Solar Trinity. They gained one territory. They gained Lavardage, because Dozer can't write.
I spelt it wrong. Okay, so sue me.
Okay, so they gained Lavardage. And they also get two bonus victory points for Northeast Toan, bringing them to 3 points more this phase, bringing them to 23. And then finally, we come to Snag'em, who did nothing.
No territory exchanges happened whatsoever, so they're still at 15 points that they had from phase 12.
Poor Snags.
Yeah. They're trailing around behind. But, pretty much, yeah. Solar Trinity's really climbing up the rankings a little bit there, though.
Oh, yeah. They a couple phases ago, they were at, like, 15 or something.
Yeah.
And now they're up to 23. That's...
They're only behind Dim Sun by 12 points. Yeah. Which is still kind of a lot in the realm of Turf Wars, but with well-placed attacks here and there, especially, I think a lot of what's going to be affecting Arcadia coming up is going to be how many battles they have, because the more battles you give them, the more stressed they'll be. Not that I'm advising that you actually try and stress out another team.
Yes, you are.
I'm not going to lie, even though I was in Arcadia, I want to see it actually look like there's some competition for the top. When I see a gap of almost 20 points, it's kind of a little bit boring.
We need to get some sort of handicap.
they do have a handicap. It's me.
This is actually something we've been in the mod chat. We've been talking about season 3.
Yeah, maybe you guys should be at me there. I got real good ideas.
If you've got ideas, pass them to your reps, our Audio to Soul and Vengeance, and they can pass it up to us.
Every time I have the good ideas, they're not there to hear them.
Well, you know what? Now you can send them to Zach, and he can send them right to me.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I talked to Dozer.
But no, and we're looking, because we realize that this is kind of something where one team is in a relatively commanding lead. It can be either frustrating or it can really lack motivation for the lower teams.
So here's the question, Dozer. As of now, there been a decided end?
For season 2?
Yeah, a decided phase end.
No, we're still deciding on the numbers, on what phase it'll be, but I don't exactly know if I'm at liberty to say what the numbers are.
I thought it was 20.
Yeah, there's been talks of it being as early as 20, which I think we really need to decide if we're going to do that, because we should probably announce that really soon if it's 20.
Yeah, so it doesn't end like last season.
At least by phase 15.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Which is next week. but we could also see it extend as far out as maybe 25. But I think a lot of people want to see this kind of wrap up. We're reaching the end game. Everyone can feel it. The only places where we see people swapping in places are the bottom three, which is where most of the excitement tends to be between Magma, Stangum, and Solar Trinity. Though Dimsun right now is putting in a really good effort against Arcadia, so I really want to see where that goes. Because one thing about Season 1's ending that really disappointed me is the top three spots were relatively close, with Dimsun, Aqua, and Magma.
Which looks like it's going to be that again.
Basically,
reoccurring pattern here.
Yeah, though Solar Trinity is giving you guys some good old competition there, Magma.
Yeah. They're coming back.
Just kick them off that third place pedestal and just ride into season 3 in third place. We would be happy with that.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, let's go actually take a look at what we've got planned out for next week. Now, Eldarin, you were telling us some of Magma's motions that they're going to be taking.
Yeah, I was pretty much going over the submitted action so far. We're going to be battling Swagcadia, Venge says, and Swagum.
Mm-hmm.
Cinnabar Island and Santaloon, so be ready for us.
And then Ecruteague against Arcadia. And
maybe we can maybe you and me can battle for an admin battle there, Zach.
I'm not an admin.
Nor... Well, I guess I'll just have to make a grunt team to kick your ass.
Fine, whatever. We'll do doubles. We'll break the rules. We'll be the only double battle of that phase.
All right, Dozer, you want to run that?
I approve of the double battles.
All right.
I don't want this. We have a Moongus.
Yeah, but he's banned in Smog and Doubles, remember?
I say custom game doubles. He could
just implement it as turf rules, go custom game with the UURU stuff.
I
thought it was actually in the rules. Because I remember... There's no double battles
in the current rule book.
There isn't?
Not in the current
Damn it, Evo! There's one thing you've... You have one job, Evo, and you failed it.
One job.
Even though he does so much work behind the scenes that it would probably shock a lot of people, He messed up on the
Yes, but he screwed up double battles.
Well, you know what? If you guys want to do that,
so there's no rules about double battles, or there is it rule that there is none?
I think the rule was that we didn't have the alternate battles thing, which is once again something we're looking into for season number tres, because there's a lot of season.
Maybe
three
maybe
stuff.
Throw some Little Cup in there.
Oh, dude, I'd play LC. Love LC.
Mm-hmm. We're still talking about ideas. There's a lot of ideas going on, and we got to do some testing of things. But as things are confirmed and starting to be released, we're going to be posting them in the sub. We're also going to be talking about them in this show. So if you're all curious about the progress of Season 3, keep it tuned to the Boom Burst.
Eldarin, you want a really fun LC Pokemon to run with your types?
And what's that?
Run Swagdemite.
Oh my god,
I love it.
Sturdy, Oranberry, Toxic Protect, Recycle, and I think the last move was Endure.
It's
so basically just troll set?
Yeah, I take it to Uber sometimes.
That's
always fun.
That's beautiful. Anyway, and the last bit we have to see in the sneak peek into next week is Solar Trinity has their actions posted. Triple threat up against Arcadia, attacking Dewford and Slateport, and doing what I am going to probably dub the Pinsir Chain. Because they're going for the sunken ship, which you can chain from either Dewford or Slateport.
So if they win either of those battles, sunken ship's getting contested.
Exactly. I saw this, and I'm like, chain from here or here, and I'm like, wait, what?
That's a really smart move.
That is.
And honestly, if they get that Dewford point, that gives them not only a highway, that also gives them access to possibly take some more victory points in there, possibly pushing them up to like 25 or higher in the next phase.
No, if so, Solar Trinity wins all these battles, their points...
27.
Their points are going up.
Yeah, that's a nice move there, Solar Trinity. Mm-hmm. As much as I don't like you doing that, it's a nice rule there.
Martins,
you know
do
what?
It.
Maybe in phase 15, if they take all your, we'll take it back and claim it as our own.
There you go.
You're gonna pull ye old cipher trick.
bow out at season 10.
Oh. On that note, I think it's time to wrap things up here.
Yeah.
I've been going
for a while, but now I'm in denial that this is the end of the show. See you later, guys. Did I wrap that up good enough?
You messed that up horribly.
I messed you up horribly.
Well, I'm done here now, too.
I've been Cyricus.
I've been Dozer. And a special thanks to our guests.
Eldarin and Ginger, if she's still there.
Yeah.
She's watching YouTube videos.
Ah, okay.
Glad to hear she's being productive. Well, anyway, guys, tune in next week to see what's going to be happening in Phase 14. Until then, bye.
Yay, bye.